Yes, hi, David.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Glenn Naughton from JetNation.com. Thanks a lot for the opportunity today.
No problem.
Just want to start off and ask, getting ready to face the Bears this week. You guys played Matt Forte, the same Bears team, or the same Bears offense back in 2010, when you guys had the third-ranked rushing defense in the league. You guys were pretty stout. That day, he managed to put up a little over 100 yards against you guys and another 60 or so through the air. So what is it that makes Matt Forte as good as he is, given the fact that he was able to have that much success against a really good run defense, and how do you prepare from this time around?
What makes him special is he could do it all. He's just as he poses just as much a threat catching the ball in the backfield as he does running the ball. He's a good zone scheme runner who makes a lot of guys miss, and yeah, has good vision, and he has enough speed to take the distance, and you always got to count for him.
Another weapon that the Bears have this year early on is Martellius Bennett. As much press as the big receivers get, he's a guy who put up a career high with 65 catches last year in Jim Tressman's offense. Big target too at 6'7". So how do you guys try to account for somebody like that when it seems like they have quite a wealth of weapons on that team?
Oh yeah, he gets overlooked a lot, especially with the two guys on the outside and Marshall and Jeffrey. But he's a key part of the offense who demands attention in the middle of the field, and he's a big target, like you said, so you always got to have somebody underneath and over top of him. He splits out sometimes at the wide receiver, and they throw jump balls to him, so they know how to utilize him.
And what about the Jets tight ends? How do you feel going into this game, especially a lot of what we're hearing is saying that Eric Decker may not be available? If he's not, I would anticipate you guys try to incorporate the tight ends a little bit more. A guy like Jace Amarrah, I know Rex said recently that he feels like Amarrah is ready to become a bigger part of this offense. What have you seen from him in practice as a young guy? Obviously a very big target that, with the numbers he put up in college, you would anticipate at some point he's going to be a tough guy to defend once the light goes on for him.
Anytime somebody gets injured, the guy behind him has to step up. And if Decker don't play, somebody had to step up and fill the shoes. So some big shoes to fill. Decker is a huge part of this offense, but we have other guys, other options on offense as well. So Cumberland, Jason Morrow, those guys, they'll get the number called and probably be looked at a little bit more, but we'll see.
David, could you talk a little bit about the attitude in the locker room coming off? It was obviously a difficult one. How quick was everybody kind of able to turn the page and, you know, shift all their focus to Chicago this upcoming Monday?
Oh, yeah, it was a difficult loss. Everybody knows that. But we had to come in the next day, Monday, make the corrections, watch the film. And think about it too much after Monday. Tuesday is a new day. You got to move forward to the next opponent, and Chicago Bears, they come off a huge win in San Francisco on the road, so they're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and it should be a good game.
David, what is it going to be like to face your former teammate, Santonio Holmes, and what kind of role do you think he's going to play on their offense?
I'm pretty sure he's doing what he's asked to do. Tony was here for the last couple of years. He's always a good teammate to me, and I'm not going to treat him any differently. He's an opponent, and we're going to treat him that way.
And your fellow linebacker, Quentin Coples, David, last week he had a big sack and four quarterback hits. I know recently Carl Dunbar elaborated on how he feels like Quentin's come along, and we know that he had the injury early in the season last year, but dropped some weight in the offseason, and he's looked really good early on. What are your impressions of what you've seen being on the field and how he's come along and developed his game moving to the outside linebacker position?
He's starting to make the adjustment pretty well. It's tough to go from a DN with your hand in dirt to playing linebacker in the NFL. I know a lot of guys out there think it's easy, but it's not easy when you're dropping the coverage and you're seeing a lot of different formations and seeing how guys try to isolate you and support you on defense. But he's doing a good job, and he's listening to passer. He's getting off blocks, and he's making a lot of big plays for us, and that's what we expect out of him.
David, Paul Cena from JetsInsider.com. last week, you know, you guys didn't really get to finish off the win like you wanted to. Has Rex emphasized finishing off because, you know, you guys went up 21-3 and couldn't hold on? So have you guys emphasized finishing off this week?
Oh, yeah, we all emphasized it. We all knew we should have won that game, especially being up 21-3. But like I said, we watched the film and see what we did wrong and right, and hopefully it won't happen again.
The Bears have two really good receivers in Jeffrey and Marshall. How have you guys game planned for them this week?
I mean, they're two explosive players. I mean, they're probably the best tandem in the league. So you always got to know that both of them can run all the routes. They're good deep ball threats. They good hands. So I mean, you got to stay on top and try to play as tight to them as you can.
Last week, DeMarco Davis had a really big game with two sacks. How's he come along, and how have you kind of helped him come along to where he is now, and how good do you both think he can be this season?
Well, DeMarco, he took a huge step since his rookie year. He's one of the leads on his defense. He plays a big role. He knows what to do. He studies. He acts a lot older than his age, and you can see it in his play. He's doing his job.
David, we've seen from some of the more successful teams in the league, especially people like to bring up the Seahawks a lot, the importance of being able to find guys who make significant contributions late in the draft. A couple of late rounders that surprised some people and made the roster this year. I say that based on, you know, you guys having such a strong front seven. But Ikem Ampali, who we know has been banged up a little bit, and Trevor Riley, a couple of linebackers who were able to make the final 53. What have you seen in these guys that you like so far?
Okay, he's a relentless pass rusher. A lot of guys haven't seen him yet because he did miss some time with injury. But I think he has a bright future ahead of him. And Trevor. He's pretty much just shadowing Calvin Pace everywhere around the building. Whatever Calvin does, he's right behind him. And I think that's a good thing from him. And Calvin is a good guy to learn from.
And what's it like preparing for a guy like Jay Cutler? Everyone knows he's had some issues with consistency, but it's no secret that he's got one of the better arms in the league. And there's got to be quite an adjustment when, I mean, obviously last week playing Aaron Rodgers was another guy, but when you play these upper echelon guys that can make any throw on the field, how much more difficult is that to prepare for?
It's very difficult. I mean, he's been playing at a high level for a long time in this league, and like you said, he has probably the strongest arm in the NFL, and guys may be running down the field, and you may not think he's going to throw it to him, but he has the arm strength to get to him, And when he gets hot, he's tough to beat, and he has weapons around him. And so, I mean, they was like second in the league in scoring last year, so that shows you what type of things they're capable of.
David, is there a higher energy around the team this week, knowing that you guys are going to be in prime time in front of your home fans? It's been a couple of years since you guys have, you know, been at home on a Monday night type setting. Is there any kind of extra? Is like an extra charge in the building just because of playing on, you know, that kind of national platform?
Every game you should be energized for, but this is a little bit different. This is Monday night. This is the game everybody watch. So, of course, everybody's into it. We're at home playing in front of our great fans, and it should be loud. So it should be an exciting time.
Coming from an air raid offense in college, Geno Smith was probably put in the lineup last year and with a lot of learning to do for a rookie who didn't spend a lot of time under center. But I think he's in. We're only a couple games in, but it's starting to look like he's winning over a lot of his critics. What have you seen? What's the biggest difference in him that you've noticed being a guy that gets to watch him perform every day on the field?
Well, first of all, this is the second year in the offense, so he's more comfortable. Back there, he knows where to throw the ball, and he knows where the ball should be, and you can see it. And he's doing a great job leading offense, and he's becoming the quarterback that the organization wanted him to become when they drafted him.